executive clemency. Can you state your name?
Trey Avery.
Okay, Mr. Avery, I'll introduce myself again. My name is Louis Quinones. I'm the acting board chairman today. If you could you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Trey Marquis Avery, and 269-324.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on what looks to be July 4th, 2008. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Again, my name is Louis Quinones, and I am the acting board chairman today and will be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Avery and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Mr. Avery, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Now, you have a department report number attached to your warrant suggesting that there may be a pending charge in the criminal justice system in addition to being violated by parole. So, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. We give you the choice to plead the fifth, if you will. Because of this pending charge, this hearing is recorded and can be subpoenaed by the courts, be it prosecution or your own counsel. So we are giving you the option of remaining silent to protect your rights in that outside case. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so if you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination of whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I will begin phase one by reading from a warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. And again, we have four allegations. So allegation number one is violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by use of cocaine on or about December 27, 2017 for the task job report dated December 28, 2017. Mr. Avery, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's true.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about January 25th, 2018, for the task lab report dated January 26th, 2018. Mr. Avery, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I think it's true.
Okay. Allegation number three, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by you operating a vehicle in the opposite direction of traffic and careless operation of a motor vehicle while fleeing from the police on or about January 30th, 2018. Mr. Avery, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I wish to remain silent.
Okay, thank you, sir. And I will state at this point, when you wish to remain silent, we'll still have our community corrections officer read the allegation, but you won't have to respond to it, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. And allegation number four, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in to the Western Regional Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 31st, 2018, as directed on January 30th, 2018, in writing. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Avery, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I wish to remain silent.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Avery's submission to remain silent on allegations 3 and 4, we will hear the allegations read by our community corrections officer. Mr. Turner.
Allegation number 3. On 1-30-2018, Officer M. Espinoza, number 1391, of the Eagle River Police Department, responded to the Santa Cruz Mission located at 3979 South Santa Cruz Road, Levine, Arizona, where he saw two vehicles parked behind the building. As Officer Espinoza approached them, both of the vehicles began to reverse at high rates of speed. The officer then activated his emergency lights to indicate to the vehicles to stop. When reversing at a high rate of speed, one of the vehicles, a black BMW, collided with the other vehicle. Both vehicles then fled north on Santa Cruz Road, while following the black vehicle, it began driving north in the southbound lanes. The driver of the black BMW then entered a dead-end road and turned off his lights. Officer Espinoza continued to follow, and the driver refused to stop. The vehicle was then driven into the backyard of 4865 West Bighorn Drive, Levine, Arizona. The driver exited the vehicle and ran on foot. Officer Espinoza followed the driver while yelling commands to stop. The driver then entered some brush, and the officer lost sight of him. When the officer returned to the vehicle, he found that the female passenger was no longer in the vehicle, and there was a strong smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle. The officer then observed a wallet in the driver's side of the vehicle with the ID facing up. He recognized the male in the photo as the driver of the black BMW that was fleeing from him. The ID was that of offender Avery Trey, ADC number 269324. The female passenger, Sabrina Sanchez, was later located and interviewed by police. She identified herself as the offender's girlfriend. She then stated that she was in the passenger seat and the offender, Avery Trey, ADC number 269324, was driving. Follow-up, the Gila River Police Department has filed charges for interference with law enforcement and reckless driving, but the offender has not been apprehended at this time. Allegation number 4. 1-30-2018, CCO Stark attempted to make personal contact with the offender at his residence of 14251 South 51st Avenue, Levine, Arizona, 85339. However, the offender was not home. The violation letter was handed to the offender's brother, Raheem Avery. Contained in the violation letter was a written directive for the offender to report into the Western Regional Parole Office on 1-31-2018. On 1-31-2018, the offender failed to report. The offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he is an absconder from supervision. On 2-14-2018, CCO Stark attempted to locate the offender through collateral contacts. Maricopa Integrated Health System verified the offender was not in the hospital. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office verified the offender was not in custody. Called the listed emergency contacts, Sophie Monahan, mom, and was unable to make contact.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Avery's admissions for allegations 1 and 2, and based on the information of warrant number 2018W0444 for allegations 3 and 4, I move to find him delinquent. I move to find Mr. Avery delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal wage of company.
Second.
Let me go with Ms. Rittenhouse as second and Mr. Neal as agreeing. We'll continue the second phase of the hearing. Mr. Avery, this is the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly. for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Avery. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Avery was released from agency custody on 12/22/2017 and arrested on 6/11/2018 by Eagle River PD on the ADC warrant. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 5/3/2019 with 131 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011 commitment A, count one, aggravated assault, 7 years and 6 months. 2011 commitment A, count two, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2011 commitment A, count three, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2011 commitment A, count four, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term with ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. He's an admitted member of the criminal street gang American Indian Movement. No prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. No other arrests noted. He has a GV score of G5V6, and I do not have any status of anything that might be pending from the other contact with Eagle River.
Okay. But that's safe to say that it hasn't been dropped either, correct?
Correct.
It's just in holding. Okay, Mr. Avery, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence located at 14251 South 51st Avenue, Levine, Arizona, with your mother, Sophine Monahan, as your sponsor. You never reported any change in residence to your supervising officer. You did not provide any other residential address to investigate prior to absconding. And I will be careful here. You pleaded the fifth on absconding, so I'm not going to ask any further questions on that. Were you working when you were on, well, when you were outside of prison this time?
Yes. Yes, I was. I was doing labor for a roof construction company. And the name of the company is called Track 2.
And how long did you work for them, sir?
I was working on and off for 4 months. Because sometimes it would be, they would have jobs or projects for us to do, so we would have to wait until they find one.
Thank you. According to programming notes, you referred to the task color of the day program with the color gray. We have four, at least to begin with, notes here from your UAs. On December 26, 2017, no sample was collected. December 27, 2017, you were positive for cocaine. January 25, 2018, your specimen was diluted. January 26, 2018, you failed to provide a sample. On January 5th, you referred to the Gila River Behavioral Health for evaluation of substance abuse programming. On January 9, 2018, you completed your intake assessment, was assigned a case manager. However, you absconded from parole prior to beginning your substance abuse classes. So I will ask you, because it was in the open in the beginning, Did you have ongoing issues with cocaine abuse?
No.
Was cocaine something you just did occasionally, or?
I only did it like twice out there, and I stopped.
Well, I will say, let me back up on that. Did you have any other substance abuse issues aside from cocaine, alcohol, marijuana?
I only did marijuana like maybe twice. That was it.
And alcohol while you were on community supervision?
No, not really. I think probably one time when I first got out, and that was it.
Okay. Again, you pleaded the fifth on absconding. I would otherwise ask you what you were doing for that time, but I'm going to take a bye on that one. I'm pretty sure we know why the police made contact with you, that'd be yet kind of another regular question, but it looks like they made contact with you over this arrest. Are you aware of where you're at in the judicial process? Have you had any movement in your case since you've been inside the Department of Corrections?
No.
No, are you aware of any pending court dates?
No.
Okay. Is there a particular reason why you broke off contact with your parole officer, sir?
I couldn't really meet the requirements that they're asking because it was hard for me to find a job at first. And after that, after a while, it was getting real hard for me to follow the conditions basically because I couldn't find a job. And then the job that I did have, it was an on and off thing, and I wasn't on the payroll. I was just getting paid for, like, pay cash every Friday because it was day labor. And then, you know, it was just hard for me to do at first.
Did you have any intention of working with Little River Behavioral Health?
Yes, I did.
Have you worked with them in the past?
No, I never have.
Okay. Can I ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Avery? Any questions from fellow board members? I don't have any questions from fellow board members. So we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Avery. The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Avery, we certainly respect Mr. Avery's right to plead the fifth, but he is confronted with some pending charges in the criminal justice system. In addition to at least at a minimum having some sort of slip up, if not relapse, into the use of cocaine. It also looks like that there was some, at a minimum, some minor use of marijuana and alcohol. So when you look at the whole case together, in addition to 131 days in which he was missing from community supervision, or listed as an absconder, and not finding him suitable for return to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0444, at least in the areas that he could speak to us, our discussion with Mr. Avery and information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Avery was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal record company, inasmuch that he absconded from community supervision for 131 days in which we could not monitor his activity and was involved in the use of illegal substances as well as alcohol, plus police contact, and that is my motion.
Thank you.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Avery, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about May 13, 2019. I recognize it sounds like a long time. It is several months. We do encourage you to take advantage of these months to seek any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It looks like before you were arrested, resources from the Gila River tribe were available to you, and we encourage you to seek any resources that are available to you when you come out of the Department of Corrections to lead a productive and responsible life. We do commend you for working when you're on the outside, and we hope to see you be successful and not before this board again in Orange. So, this will bring our hearing to a close. Thank you for appearing before the board. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.